Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What will the sweethearts do when fashion is gone? Gathering tattered threads and rolling them along. Loving the cellophane, seeing it through. Loving the plastic thing, smothering you. The righteous do justify selling a holy land for a piece of the pie. What will the wealthy do? Pay for it all. Buying a righteous plan, soften the fall.
I thought they made up for it when that bedroom scene, when he overkills with the stabbing to death.
Well, that was two, yeah.
Yeah, nah, man, that wasn't about shit.
I mean, it was funny. It was more comical than it was anything, if you ask me.
I feel like that's the kicker with
you. You need this closer? Is this what's going on?
How funny that motherfucker is.
And doesn't say a word.
Doesn't say a word.
He's the mime of the century.
Just the way he laughs, man.
Yeah, don't even laugh, but he laughs at the same time. It's funny.
There's always something about the one that doesn't ever speak.
You know, yeah. And you know that's why why he's called Art.
Art? Really?
Because he's art. That's art. I mean, yeah. It's art. It's an art. Anyway, so, yeah.
You taking a picture of us?
I know I'm a little late to the party on that one.
He got naked bitches on his phone. He ain't taking pictures of us.
Right, hey, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. But I have a new name.
It's Redbone.
Redbone. And thank you. I accept.
Stay low.
I accept. Yeah. All of it. Thank you. I've waited a long time for this, and it's finally come. John, what's up?
What up, man?
Webb?
Going on, guys. Eyes up here.
Got that fire Firmino and Brother Cobb.
A few decades ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, and Steve Jobs. Now we have no cash, no hope, and no jobs. Please don't let Kevin Bacon die. Bill Murray. Now play the music.
Do it now. Do it. BMF. Bill fucking Murray.
BFM.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. BMF. BMF. Motherfucking Murray. Yeah, BMF. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, either way.
Very cool. I'm mixed up now. BFM?
Yeah, it's BFM. Yeah, I'm dyslexic. Fuck y'all.
Hey, you said it, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, it happens. I'm okay with it, though. I've been all my life, so it's fine.
As long as you know you realize it.
Oh, I know. I was diagnosed with it. It's fine. I've got the paperwork.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. I didn't know it was an actual.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
That's wild.
It really doesn't affect him anymore.
Not really.
He figures out most things in his head movies.
That's right. It's all there.
And that head movie made my eyes rain. Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
Simple Jack.
Never go full retard.
Never go full retard.
Yep. I've had a fairly eventful weekend. I'll share some stories with y'all, but LSU Tigers are national champions of baseball.
Yep. Loot.
They went and got them in Omaha.
Go Tigers.
Loot.
Texas national championships in softball. Sports rather ball. Watch it.
Softball is superior.
Oh yeah, Cobb. Hey, you're here. Oh, let's acknowledge this. He hadn't been here in a while.
He said that.
Oh, he did?
I did a quote. It was Bill Murray. You remember?
Oh yeah.
He said right. BFM.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that. Damn.
Here we go.
Is that dyslexia?
Winning.
Now we almost feel free to call him out like y'all do the Tourette's girl.
Yeah.
Calling him a faker. Does dyslexia cause amnesia? We don't know.
I know whenever I watch the videos, I got to invert them to make it right.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm actually laying this way.
Yeah.
So it should lean towards Alan.
Does it do that?
No, it doesn't. No, yeah. No, it doesn't do that. I'm just
dyslexia.
Okay.
So he done did the Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Yeah.
You know,
now they have the holes in them.
It comes installed with a hole in them.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was I just saw a video and thought it was a joke.
Yeah, me too.
Well, they
come in sizes. They have the Magnum down to whatever.
They're selling for about $750 on eBay right now too.
I mean, it's not too much.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Soap.
Hey. It's not just soap. It's Sydney soap.
No, I don't want to smell like no. Mm-mm.
Hey, you never know. Never know.
I mean, been in situations where I had to use girl soap to shower. Because, you know,
that happens. Yeah, that happens, yeah.
And I don't feel like it's something I would want to use, like, on a daily basis.
Well, no,
it's scented to her bathwater.
Yeah, it's her bathwater is in it. That's the whole thing.
It's right? Just
so, but now here's the kicker though. If the soap is dirty, would you still use it?
Nobody's using that soap. You're just having it.
Well, I know that, but I'm just talking about in general. If soap is dirty, are you still using it?
You just gotta get that dirt off.
You gotta wash the dope off.
Wash the dope off, yeah. Wash the dope off of it, man. I mean, that's a given, but you know.
You gotta wash the dirt off of the soap.
But you know, but what if it's like liquid soap and it's like all.
Golly.
How do you get your liquid soap dirty?
I don't know. It's just a thing. I'm just asking. If the soap is dirty, do you still use it? Is it not still going to clean you?
That would be an incredible thing because, like, you know, they always say this about, like, when it comes to contracts or incepting paranormal is whenever you have the statement, I would do anything for dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what if that was your thing? Like, something that was like, you know, because how crazy people get over another person is like, I would drink her bath water.
Yeah.
No. Or, yeah, that's
know,
what it's
that, that's the whole point. I mean, that's the thing, you know.
None of that action.
You know, yeah, like OnlyFans, like people like selling bath water and underwear and all that kind of shit.
Fart jars.
Yeah, hey. Give me a whiff of that.
Golly, that was a
sweaty socks.
Yeah. Hey. It happens.
Fart jars? That was a mini. That was in your bedroom, Al.
Wow. He did it in his bedroom?
We did an episode on fart jars.
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah.
That was just all audio.
A throwback. Bonnie Blue, y'all may know her while we're on the subject, but turns out...
Great role model.
That's actually a dude.
What?
That...
Yeah, you believe that?
I think so.
I'll show you, John.
Nah,
I think so.
Yeah,
that might be the most impressive surgeries of all time.
That's better than Ray Finkel.
Wouldn't that make sense though? Because I mean, like that would be the only. I could never see a girl like that's wild. But like, granted, I can think of like girls that I've had the displeasure of knowing back during high school that kind of were that way, to where like just trying to rack up numbers. But like, we're gonna 1,000 in one day. Like that's like dude numbers. You see what I'm saying? Like that. It would make sense to me.
Fucking 1,000 nothing in one day.
But that's a lot of chafing.
Man, can you imagine how raw your dick would be?
I ain't gonna play the video, but
I don't want to. I did it. Oh, that's a dude.
Never mind.
Fuck no.
There you go.
That's a good conspiracy because, like,
It's close.
Hey.
I'm kind of on that. I think I'm on team Bonnie Blue as a trainee.
Well, I also saw
nothing against you.
Where Donald Trump is actually Elvis.
I love it.
I love that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's hard for me. By the way, Tehran got bombed yesterday, last night, whatever. Whatever, it's kind of a big deal. Could be.
Yeah.
But I love the conspiracies that have come out from both sides so far. I think these are the QAnon types. It's like he's playing 4D chess, and that was actually a move to bring God's kingdom faster. I was like, that's probably my favorite.
When people bring in like fucking religion shit to what's going on in the world. I'm like, this is top notch here.
Like, here we go.
This is the prophecy.
We are doing it
that they talked about fucking millions of years ago. This is
Revelation chapter 9 verse 12.
This is when you bring your sign out that says the end is here. Like, this is when that happens.
Full of shit.
By the way, I'll tell you a movie that has aged well. Little Nicky.
Oh no. Yeah.
Little Nicky did age well.
Okay, is this something that John likes?
There we go.
I do love Little Nicky. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's not a piece of shit. I'm
definitely,
glad.
Definitely so glad. Adam Sandler's like top tier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Top tier.
And I hope that it's not an AI movie poster, but I saw where they were going to do a Little Nicky 2.
Yeah. Well, we have
Happy Gilmore 2 coming soon.
And by the way, very good marketing. And I heard this is going to be at the Netflix release party from the Shooter McGavin Twitter page. But there is pieces of shit for breakfast cereal now.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd probably be my favorite cereal.
Yeah.
Which you have like, breakfast piece of shit cereal?
You like Cocoa
Puffs.
You eat Cocoa Puffs for breakfast?
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
That could be junk. Like, junk could have a stake in this. It's like, just when it comes to anything that anybody's ever liked on planet Earth, That's a piece of shit.
All day.
Yeah.
That's his new catchphrase there. Piece of shit.
Man, I like that Dodge Dooley over. It's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, that's right.
I got three transmissions in the bed.
Man, he just shot a hole in one. Yeah, but he's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is the best because then you're never let down when something actually turns out to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. It's
a hell of a worldview to live by. You have no expectation.
No expectation exactly. Other than shit.
And just like I said last week, you don't like anything.
I don't like anything. I don't like anything.
Yeah.
Antiques Roadshow. I mean, that's a good one.
Like Grateful Dead.
Yeah, there you go. I've actually gotten a lot more hip hop recently. I'm back to hip hop again.
What are you listening to?
A lot of Big X the Plug.
Big X the Plug. My little cousin said something about that. I'm like, ooh,
then he's got this country song out with some dude. It's fucking killing it.
You know who made the first country rap song, don't you?
Usher and.
Nope. Not even close.
Lil White created the genre.
Nope. Not even close. I think he's the first little too.
Yeah. Well,
me and you was talking about it, Webb.
Lil Jon.
Nope.
Met her at a bar outside a little part of Texas. Didn't know she was cheating around on me. Little Troy.
Little Troy.
Oh my good. Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades. On the Impala.
I'll listen to that song just for nostalgia.
You never heard of.
That was played at the.
But the country song. The country song was the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now you a lie ho, fake cry ho, bitch in my boots.
That's right. Bitch in my book, that's it.
Now you a bitch in my boots.
Yep. I probably smoked that one away.
You need to revisit it though. It is gold.
Yeah,
it
really is. Still holds up. Yeah, it's good gold. Beat.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear that's like the first little, Lil Wayne. He was
little, yeah.
Lil Troy was the first little I know.
Lil Wayne, Lil White.
I had no idea where to go. I figured it was going to be like off the beaten path with something like a chilling on a dirt road.
Oh, no. It was before that.
Oh. When we going to the Pony Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Because
He got a song request. He got a song.
If the
request.
DJ's taking requests, there's a country song I know. And it goes a little something like, can he play this song for this next girl? He goes, she gets up there and she's doing her thing. And it's like, that's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's whole world. That's what I want to request.
Yeah.
Perfect plan.
Great.
I wish it just had like a name that didn't have nothing to do with the lyrics.
When I was, it had been the first time I was in a titty bar in probably 15 years, and the bachelor party recently I went on, and
party.
I didn't want to go. I did not want to go. We had been doing like the bourbon tours all day, and like I wasn't even drinking that much that day.
I would have been.
And by the time we got to the last stop, we were eating, and they were like, strip club, and I was like,
club.
Come on, guys.
Right.
Come on, Redbone. Come on, Redbone.
Well, we went, and man, the whole time I remember just sitting there making jokes to myself, like total stereotype, but like doing exactly that. I was like,
that's
and here she is coming down the aisle to somebody's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There it goes. Got them.
That's the thing, man. I hate strip clubs.
Yeah.
I just want to do that.
It just feels greasy.
I worked at one for like 2 days.
Okay, here we go. Tell the tale.
Yeah, I would.
He didn't make enough tips.
I did the door and I did security. So,
you think they'd play my song?
And the manager would be like, "All right, the girls, you can't let the guys touch the girls." And da da da. And the girls are like, "Don't listen to him. If they pay me some money, we'll let them do whatever they want to do."
I don't know who to listen to. Shit. Like,
the girls was how I got paid, but the manager was like, "You can't let me do that." And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I remember it was a very funny part, but whenever you paid for a song, you did have a secret room that you would go there. I didn't do that, but like the guy I was sitting next to, very funny. He said, "This older chick," and you could tell they were just total like silicone. But he was like, let's see the boobs, $20 right now. And I turned around and I was like, she might bite. And she did. And I was like, right after that happened, I just bumped his elbow and I said, that's a great set of Louisville, Kentucky boobs.
New York boobs.
Got them. All right, we're leaving the strip club.
Now. All right.
I think it was worth it for that.
Yeah, the pink pony club.
Now, the nachos at the strip club I worked at were fucking...
They had to be. I mean, that's probably the best nachos in the damn planet.
Fucking nachos was on point, dude.
Yeah, glitter in them.
Yeah, yeah. A little extra.
They would do ribs every, like, once a month.
Damn.
That sounds like a great thing to eat while you're at a strip club.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken wings and ribs.
Don't touch the girls. I didn't. She's got barbecue
sauce. She's got barbecue sauce all over.
There's barbecue ass.
There's a handprint of hot sauce on her ass cheek.
That's right. Well,
yeah. I mean, yeah, look like they got down there having a good time.
Guys having a good time.
Yeah.
All right. We in the gutter tonight, boys.
Yeah, we be all right. We be all right.
So I went to this brothel.
Okay. No. Where are we headed?
No. That's not for the podcast.
Another time. Man, movie-wise, unless you want to go WNBA.
Oh, we can go movies all day.
Yeah, let's go movies, and then I do all have right. a dime.
Our girl, Ice Spice, has been cast in the SpongeBob movie Search for SquarePants. She also released an original song on the film.
Ice Spice is going to be SpongeBob?
Yeah. Come on like a dog. Yeah. Come on, going to get you.
Ice Spice.
All right. All right.
And have you seen this Ari Aster new movie, Edgerton, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Mexican Liam Neeson? Pedro Pascal. That's what I call him.
Something about...
It's like a modern-day Western about COVID-19.
Oh, Jesus.
About... A small town sheriff and a mayor standoff during COVID-19 pandemic in theaters 3 days before my birthday.
I don't know about that.
18th of July.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know Ari Aster, don't you?
It's Hereditary.
Yes.
Midsommar. What's the third one? Something about
Beau is not afraid. I've never seen it. They say it's got a crazy ending.
And then what's the name of this title?
Edgerton.
Okay, well, he's 3 for 3 so far.
You've seen Beau's Not Afraid?
I like Midsommar.
Mm-hmm. I ain't seen Beau's Not Afraid, but like you said, like,
yeah,
I probably believe in it.
He's original.
I ain't heard anything bad.
Y'all want original content?
There you go.
That's that dude.
I've got another, you might be into this, he'll be on the show soon. I had another indie comic book writer come out. It's about Wrestle Planet. And so, like, when a WWE wrestler is, like, classified as the Galactic World Champion, well, there actually is a Wrestle Planet, and aliens take that seriously. And when they finally saw the broadcast, they're coming for a fight.
Okay.
And I was like, pretty cool. We'll have you on the show.
Tell me about it.
So, that's down the pipe. Pike.
Well, I know a movie coming out I'm pretty excited about, ready for it to come out.
Spaceballs 2.
Mel Brooks. Rick Moranis coming out.
Has it been made? Dude is 107 years old.
He is 98.
No,
but
Mel Brooks is old as shit.
Yeah. He's
coming
there.
Back as yogurt, though, right?
Yeah, he's yogurt. He's going to be yogurt for real. Yep.
This is in theaters in 2027.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's in the works. It's been announced.
Will that movie or the next part of Strangers be out by then?
Who knows?
The Grateful Dead biopic is actually a go.
Oh, right? I heard it was going to be a piece of shit. Yeah,
I heard it's going to be real fucking
I didn't know.
On Netflix.
Bill
Brad
Pullman.
Pitt's gonna do.
Brad Pitt's gonna be.
Well, I thought they were getting
Jonah
he's not
Hill.
He's not me, Jerry. I don't know what Brad Pitt's doing in it, but he.
Fat guy from Superbad.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah. I heard, but I don't know.
He might be too skinny now.
Yeah,
well, he can beef back up. It's no problem.
That's the easy part.
They sell McDonald's food every day.
Yeah, getting fat's easy. If everything was as easy as getting fat, then shit, we'd be.
Oh, Kyle, where is one fast food place you'll never eat again?
One fast food place I'll never eat again. I don't know.
What about you, John? Is there one place like you just openly despise? I think it's McDonald's for me.
Yeah,
I don't.
Dang, man, McDonald's.
Don't care for it.
I tried to eat it the other night, probably about a month ago.
Do not care for it. It's generic as shit. No.
I went for some late night food.
Cookout for me, dog.
Well, I would have done cookout, but the fucking cookout.
Or Taco Bell.
No.
The cookout line was wrapped around a fucking building, and there was only like two cars in the McDonald's parking lot.
There's a reason for that.
That tells you everything.
Yeah. It's not that McDonald's is quicker.
I'm not waiting on this shit. I pull over there, and I'm like, I want to get a McChicken and a double cheeseburger. Same thing I've gotten late night
they're McDonald's. At
$7.
For fucking... since I drank and since I was a teenager and shit, late night food, McChicken, double cheeseburger, fucking $8, and I'm like, this shit used to be $3.50.
Yeah, yeah,
with tax and everything.
It wasn't that long ago either. I used to get McChickens all damn time too. That was my after bar snack.
Like, double stack.
Let's go get me a McDouble.
My reason for what I believe, like whether you're ordering a McChicken or even if like you're doing like their premium chicken sandwich.
Don't ever buy anything premium.
Same thing.
You don't do that.
Same thing. Or even the Big Mac.
I'd rather have a Whopper.
Oh yeah, I'm a Burger King guy.
I'd rather have a Baconator.
Yep. I'd rather have a Baconator.
Yep. I tell you what, I don't think I've ever been to another McDonald's.
Either one. That's Wendy's.
Outside of Winfield and Fayette, I don't think I've ever been to another McDonald's in like 10 years.
You like Checkers? You like Riley's?
Checkers is on point. Their fries are on point.
McDonald's, I'm just getting a hot and spicy McChicken for about $2 and a small fry.
You're about $3.50 now.
Yeah, you $3.50.
No, negative. This is value menu.
I don't know what exists out.
It ain't no $3.50.
Yeah, just maybe it is.
This bitch ain't $3.50 in fat.
Well, that's fat for you, man.
It's about $2.
And I know you may not do fast food anymore, but like, where's your go to? Like,
if you was just busting down the highway
and you had every option, where would you go?
If I had to put one like Jeremy Cobb, you can put whatever fast food joint you want in Kennedy.
Yes,
probably gonna put a Freddy's.
Oh, I like some Freddy's.
Wow. Fuck Freddy's.
Freddy's is good.
Look at this guy.
It's a piece of shit.
Steak and Shake's better.
Steak and Shake is better.
Yeah.
And I would put a Crystal's. I fucking love Crystal's.
I wish we still had a Crystal's here.
Crystal's worked out great here.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
It was always busy. Yeah. I don't know why in the fuck they closed it down.
No, don't either. No.
Well, that was the original Red Dot Burger.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah. You know what?
But a very funny meme, and I've been seeing it floating around. It's like every time I eat at Jack's, I always think about that little incident that happened in Columbus.
I can't go to that one.
Yeah, what happens?
I remember there's people that still talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal.
Have y'all not had anything else happen?
Oh, old job, Electric Motors, like every now and then. And it always hits, and he always knows when to bring it up. But he'll put it up like 30 minutes before time to clock out for lunch. And it'll say, lunch on me today. We're going to go down to Jack's and get us some Red Dot Burgers. And it's like, it's a joke that never really gets old.
Red Dot Burger. I tell you, there's like absolutely none I would just like, I will not ever go to that drive-thru again. But like, overrated? I don't care for Chick-fil-A.
I don't care for Chick-fil-A.
I don't think that's that controversial.
I haven't been there in 6 years.
When there's 48 cars in the drive-thru, I'm like, I don't get it. And there's so many cars that they're like coming around, take your orders. Like, I want to see a menu.
Now, one thing I will say this is whenever you encounter someone who used to work at Chick-fil-A at a Taco Bell, when you say you're welcome and they're like, my pleasure. I was like,
gotcha.
I know where you came from.
Yeah.
I know where you got trained.
Yeah. Beat that into you.
That's like have the best night for Sprint Mart.
Or
yeah,
no, Sprint Mart's thing now is do you have a fucking Sprint Mart rewards card?
You better.
Yeah, they gonna ask every
fucking. You can go in.
Hey, and I got mine. I got mine ready. You got mine ready every time.
I'd like to make me a
Mike.
Shot.
I do.
I don't.
You don't.
No, fuck no.
Well, you don't work in reform. I've done built up probably like $400 in all if I never used it. I probably got like $85 right now.
You better check it, because last time I checked, I was like, where'd my shit go? I think it expires over a certain time.
It does expire. I think it's got a year game.
Yeah. Because mine, I was like, damn, I had a shit ton.
On refuel in my car before I stop at a Sprint mall.
I've seen him. I have seen him do that. And like, I've been in the car with him, and he needs gas, and he's like, no.
Not going there.
Not going there. I would run out of gas.
I've never met him. He was like, I would rather have a Texaco or a Chevron.
Yeah, I'd take anything over a fucking Sprint Mart.
Sprint Mart.
Do you get the fucking hop over a Bussies?
Fuck no. I went to the one down in South Alabama.
Foley area.
Yeah, and I went in there, and it's so fucking overwhelming, dude. I just want to take a shit and get my gas and get the fuck out of here.
I will say this. It's a very clean toilet.
That ain't going to happen.
After every shit, somebody comes in behind them and like immediately.
Yeah, and they
it's
make.
Like, it's like a pit crew for NASCAR.
Yeah, they make like 170 a year, too. Yeah. So that's a thing, but you know.
Yeah, I saw a flyer and fucking starting pay for a cashier is $18 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It is what it is.
Got a gas station.
You know, I heard there.
I'm the guy that cuts the brisket for those Bussies burgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you gotta learn the song they sing. They sing a song sometimes.
Now, you do have to meet.
They do that.
The hiring stipulation is you have to bust out in song.
Whenever it's time to happen, you got to do it.
You've got to do it.
That's what it is. Only been to Bucky's one time, and that was over by Bass Pro Shop.
Okay. So, like, well, they're hiring the art folks, the people that probably always wanted that, you know, the theater people.
Yeah.
And the
theater kids.
That's what you do.
You bust out in the song. Like, it's almost like, I always thought that would have been a good spot for them. It's like practice. They would work at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, you know, I heard.
Many people don't do really anymore.
Yeah, they do.
I see it all the fucking time.
I don't ever see it.
Yeah, happy birthdays. Yeah. We just saw it in Mi Hacienda not too long ago.
Yeah, for real. They came out with the damn sombreros.
Remember that like a month ago when it happened, dude.
I don't pay attention.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
He thought it was a piece of shit.
Yeah. What are these pieces of shit doing? Yeah.
But speaking of Bucky's, I heard that they're already planning on building one in Iran now.
Yeah. I heard there's oil over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who said something about bitch? You cooking?
Ed Chappelle.
Yeah.
Go back and watch all his Bush impressions now.
Movie news!
Come on back.
Robert Eggers is set to write and direct a new Christmas Carol starring William Dafoe.
William Dafoe.
As Ebenezer Scrooge.
Hell yeah.
Wow. What do you think about that?
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
From the dude that made you Nosferatu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Witch.
It'd be wild.
The Lighthouse.
It'd probably be the best Christmas Carol.
It's
going to
be very dry.
Oh, yeah.
Serious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Depressing.
It's gonna be like you read the book on Ambien. But, you know, it happens. But
Bonnie Blue.
We back to her again? What's going on?
She got banned from OnlyFans. That's how slutty she is.
Well.
He is.
How do you get... Never mind.
When you say you're going to bone like 1,000 guys in one day in a glass box on a sidewalk.
It's not legal. Like,
no, that's not legal. I'm pretty sure there'd be some health repercussions from that, too.
Now she's very happy about that because like every time she goes to get checked... After all her bang sessions, it's like...
I wish she'd get pregnant.
I don't think it can.
They'd be like, who's the dad?
It would be her.
It
would just be like The Last of Us.
One of these 50 guys.
One of these thousands.
Why would you want to do that? Like, why in the fuck? Like,
because it's like, we're talking about it. That's why.
But think
Bring
about,
it back to life.
Think about what that thing's going to look like after that. Yeah, think about if it ever decides to settle down.
And you remember Last of Us. It was up. That's why everybody hated season two so much.
I never watched season
I've
one.
I've never watched season one.
She was running full speed.
I tell you what I will watch. Season three of Euphoria.
And why is that?
Welcome back.
8 episodes.
Ooh. That's going to be a quick one.
How much was the other one?
I hope they're going to be in college by now.
Oh, they're in college.
Is that today's modern Dawson Creek?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Oh, well, I get it. It's Touched by an Angel. It's,
oh, no. Seventh Heaven. My so-called life.
This is Mayberry on steroids.
Ah, oh, yes.
And Adderall and crack.
Maybach music.
Don't double charge me for that.
Yeah, don't double charge me.
Little Dicky.
One of my favorite Netflix shows, Mindhunter, that never gave us an ending, could potentially return in the form of 3 2-hour movies.
Good Lord.
Hey, man. It's like, won't you just finish with a season? You got 3 2-hour movies. Season of the show.
Yeah, you could. Well, you know.
It's like 9 hours. Yeah, you can watch it in a day.
Yeah, at least.
I watched Pam and Tommy in like a day.
Oh,
good show. What? You thought about it? It's good.
My name has been out for damn 5 years.
While we're out there, like
Liam, damn,
son. Liam Neeson.
I just watched
Old Time Classic.
Yeah.
Did you just watch Terminator 2?
No, Terrifier 2.
Oh.
Oh yeah, true. You did just watch Terrifier 2.
I thought you just watched Terminator 2.
It was pretty cool. Terminator 2 is pretty good.
For the first time ever.
Wasn't a piece of shit.
T2.
That was T-2000.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pam Anderson, Liam Neeson, a remake.
Are they a couple?
But there's a movie coming out.
Yeah, I think they're a couple, though.
Naked Gun. Two. Shit, they already had Naked Gun 33 and a third. This is like damn 44.
The remake.
And 16ths.
They don't have that old guy who was like the same age for 30 years.
And he is. He is in it.
He's still alive?
Leslie Nielsen, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Leslie Nielsen's one of the
He's still alive?
I believe so. I think
still
he is.
Same. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he still looks the same he did in Airplane.
40 years ago.
What about OJ?
He's definitely not in it.
He ain't going to be in Naked Gun 3.
No. No.
He did.
No.
Or whatever that Rush Hour joke was. No. As he fell from a building.
Yeah. Hey, what's some of these teachers these days?
What, fucking their students?
Yeah, and they're all like, they're hot. Here, this is teachers when I was in school. This is the thing. This is the teachers that were when we were in school.
Yeah.
Homely looking bitches.
And now I see.
Homely looking bitches.
Now I see this.
Fucking hot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Like, nope.
She got caught sending nudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14-year-old.
Something like that. I mean, damn, what kind of games is 14-year-old got, though? You know?
Hey.
Pulling the teacher.
Never know. Hey, they built different now. Apparently.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know.
Maybe there is
the dudes?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
People look at that, though, is like, oh, way to go, champ. Nah, that's pedophilia still. Just because it's a chick, then the little dude student. Nah, that's weird.
Back in the day, though, you didn't ever hear about that as much.
Yeah, because we had that as our teacher.
Yeah, we had.
Nah, we had a couple hot ones at PA.
I didn't. Where was our hot teacher?
Mm-hmm. Ours were substitute teachers.
I do think it happens more today.
Oh, yeah, because, like, think about it. Everybody's hotter now than they used to be.
Thank God for Botox, huh?
Something. Ozipic.
Yeah. Ozipic.
Too. Old lizard
hands. Shit's going to come back. And I'm telling you.
Yep.
Mark my words. You're that shit too organs. Easy.
It's going to probably something's gonna it's happen. Gonna be a worse effect than meth. It's going to be
you're
a implode. Used to be pretty.
You're going to have a really awesome face and your body's just going to be like, damn.
No curve.
You're going to look like the end of the substance.
Oh.
That might not be very far from the truth.
Oh, yeah,
that's probably where it's all coming from.
I forgot. Who'd you say he was? Big X the Plug over there?
Yeah.
We got to go circle back to rap. So, have you heard this new banger by Will Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
If you, I like girls. Pretty girls.
I love women.
I love women.
Ooh. If you slow it down to half speed or if you fast forward it to 1.5 speed, song goes harder.
I bet.
I see this. You see this performance in the streets of London with this big old crowd, and everybody's like just like, standing there.
What's
like,
going on here?
No hype.
Shit's lame.
You got no hype.
He should have broke out some wicked
wild. Wild Wild West.
Yeah. So did that.
Wild Wild West.
I mean that one went hard.
Will Smith has never been known for putting out fucking great songs. Anyway, all of it's been fucking shit.
What, summertime.
Here comes the man in black.
I mean, we got it all, you know? He's
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. That's about the only
song.
Good.
That's his best fucking song. And it was probably written by somebody else.
Yeah. But all right. It's okay. He had his
getting jiggy with it.
He
What the fuck?
He got his
just the two of us.
He had his eating spaghetti moment. So we're good.
He slapped the hell out of old Chris
Rock. I feel like that was AI too.
That was like the test of AI. There.
You heard the new Gucci Mane?
Sing it.
I think voices.
I can't sing it. I had to rap.
Rap it.
Mm.
No. I haven't really been into the thuggy stuff. I've been in a lot of alternative rap. Okay. That's a really cool genre.
Okay, this genre's gotten a whole lot bigger. It has subgenres now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hip hop's always been crazy. You got gangster rap, you know, you got pop rap and all this shit. Yeah.
Then you got like country emo rap. With like Juice rap. World type stuff.
Yep. You got trash rap and thrash rap and rock rap and white rap and
mumble rap.
It's everything. Even
rap. Then you got your shabooses. Like your shabooses.
Very metal.
Yeah. You got chicken rap. You know, McDonald's, they would never bring them bitches back.
Ankle wraps.
Then Popeyes wanted to jump in there and said, hey, I got your snack wrap. Fucking right.
I wish they'd go ahead and close down all the Popeyes.
I love Popeyes. That's my number one, man. Shit.
Yeah, that's my number
one. Popeyes is it.
Their chicken sandwich before this bullshit, when everybody's trying to compete with the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
It was fine without a pickle.
The one that had the
I like the pickles, bro. Them pickles are what's on it.
Oh, you're talking about that was the po' boy. They took all the po' boys away. They were good, yes.
That motherfucker was on point.
Oh, yeah, po' boys. I wish they'd bring po' boys back.
I wish they would bring that thing back.
But Popeyes is superior. I don't care what you talk about.
Red beans and rice, man.
No, they're amazing. I don't care what you get. Their sides, I can live off their sides.
Red beans and rice.
Yes.
What's that white woman doing back there?
Like, get what? No.
And then you hear, what you need, baby? And you know you're getting it.
That's right.
Unless you're
you don't belong.
Let me get some of that honey. She like, you want some sugar with it too?
With it too. As a matter of fact, I do. My name is Redbone.
I do. My name is Redbone. Oh.
Yeah, we just keep going back and forth. We fucking squirreling this episode out. It's all right, guys. It's all right. Y'all just keep up. Keep up.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Have we got any JoJo Siwa news?
Yeah,
we haven't heard from her in a while.
Scared straight.
Well, she back normal.
Look.
All kind of shit.
Mm.
She says she felt pressured to come out as a lesbian as a minor. See why I made the comments as she opened up about her new relationship with a man. See why is no longer a lesbian. Said she felt pressure from the LGBTQAI+ community according to UMag.
I didn't know there was that many fucking initials now.
Oh, yeah, there's more. It's like
I added that. It was just LGBTQ. Yes. But it really like legit LGBTQAI plus. Yeah. I had put the plus in the end because I got tired of saying
get that binary.
I don't know. Go ask the Diva people. Store with the flag in the window.
Got out of the 2S part, two spirits.
Why is this subgenre of people dictating what we do for an entire month?
Hollywood, baby. And some would say, burr, 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 the
well,
Jews.
I know my girl JoJo Siwa says the relationship has been a beautiful development. A beautiful connection. I absolutely head over heels for him, and he's the same way.
Wow.
Look, she's looking normal.
Looks happy.
She's not stumped. Is she getting better dance moves?
She don't look like the annoying orange anymore.
We should just call him so.
She don't look like FN Mecca.
Bring slurs.
Oh, my girl's back. I forgot about this. Dank DeMoss, the 489-pound rapper that was suing the Lyft.
Oh, yeah. Dumbass, yeah. I forgot all about her.
Yeah. That's how memorable it was.
She released a new song praising Plan B's with Clamor.
The girl that has to be loaded out on a forklift for a song about praising Plan B.
While promoting unprotected sex in front of a KFC.
Yeah.
That shit goes hard.
Do we know what town? I want to guess St. Louis, Missouri.
I don't know what town. It's just
sorry.
Oh, it makes sense, but you know she's probably eating a bowl of Plan B's like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah,
like shoot a McGavin eats pieces of shit.
Exactly. She's gonna be a new cereal box for her Plan B.
I had a candy last night. I gotta make sure I got plenty of them in me.
Yep. Ain't nobody trying to do that.
No.
They was in every crevice.
No, pilot. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. Girl.
Yep.
Oh, dang.
Cobb's all about it.
They found 7 wet spots, and they was fucking each one.
I would like to take a moment. Dime of the week.
Dime of the week!
I think we might have multiples this week since it's been so wild.
Hello, Indiana Fever.
You did Sabrina Carpenter. At the wrong damn time.
You did. You did this new video.
The one week you needed her.
Man toy?
Yeah.
Man eater.
Man child?
Man
child.
Man thing?
Man child?
All right.
Anyway.
Al, you got yours. She's actually was going to have the same one.
Sophie Cunningham, Indiana Fever. Thank you. Come on down.
The enforcer. The goon.
The goon squad.
The gooner. You gooner over Sophie Cunningham?
Not so much.
Gooning?
I put respect on this because she finally stood up for what was correct. You see a cultural shift. She picked up 150,000 followers across social media platforms, and a lot of people are finally giving her due credit for being a dame and badass.
Yep.
I think people get fucking famous for the dumbest shit these days.
She should have already been famous. She's a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to stay in the WNBA 2 with my dime of the week.
Ding.
There you go. Haley Van Lith.
That sounded hard to say.
She was just signed. You may remember her from the hit film Dodgeball.
I don't remember her from Dodgeball.
Just kidding. She was on the Cobras.
I'll find her for you.
It wouldn't be a dime. I'm sorry.
No,
Ben Stiller's wife would have been back there.
Oh yeah, that would have been.
I just remember her on Hey Dude.
Yeah, Hey Dude.
Sorry.
Oh yeah.
I will show you Haley Van Lith. Do you know Sophie Cunningham? She is hot too.
I don't know any of these people. I don't do the sport.
Dude, they got me interested in WNBA. Congratulations, you did the impossible. Here's my Haley Van Lith.
Fast pitch softball.
Okay. Cool.
You're going to get behind that.
Not bad.
I would get behind
that. Not bad. Not bad.
Very cool.
Pretty good.
There you go.
You got a dime of the week there, Webb?
I do. It's Madeline Klein.
Madeline?
Probably none of y'all know who it is.
It was the teacher who was sending the nudes earlier.
That's it? No, actually, no. She was on a show called Outer Banks, which I'd never seen.
You never watched it?
Never seen
That's
it.
That's the worst good show. Yeah,
never watched it.
Show ever.
But she's also going to be in the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. So, but she's...
Is she the hot one from Outer Banks?
She's the hot one from
Outer
Banks.
They're all. Yeah. Dude, I watch that show, you know, some of them are poor. And I'm like, those people are too pretty to be poor.
Yeah.
Poor people don't look like that.
The house in the show, and they're like, poor people don't live in that house.
Not like that.
That's Sophie Cunningham.
Okay. Looks kind of like Madeline Klein.
You take them out of a basketball uniform, really, and you're like, damn.
She's herself. She's having a good time.
Yeah.
She knows jiu-jitsu. She got a black belt when she was six. I'm like, that. I don't know if that holds up.
I don't either.
She had the clinch. She had the clinch. She was going to throw some knees. You didn't want that smoke. Other blind-headed white girl.
And I'll tell you this, it's a lot easier to get the clinch if you're a lot taller than somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of a power position. It doesn't mean, you know, Muay Thai, you dumb fuck. It's just a good position.
It's a good position. You control somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's complete control.
Exactly.
Most people with a brain, you don't have to go pay somebody 3 years for Muay Thai to know that.
No.
My fat ass knew that.
Yeah, just learn that grab, and you're good.
Madeline Carpenter. Let's check her out. Have you watched the new season of The Outer Banks?
I haven't watched any Outer Banks.
It's a really bad, good show.
Really? Really terrible, fucking great show.
Wow, okay. I mean, I need to get into this, I guess.
It's going to drag you in, and you think some shit's going to happen, and then you got to wait for a whole other season. And then
nothing happens.
They drag you back in, and you think, oh, there's some shit going to happen.
Nah.
And you're like, nah. Next season comes along. Oh, some shit's finally going to happen. There's two episodes where Sabrina. Shit happens, and then it's seven more where there's fucking nothing.
I mean, it got pretty ridiculous.
Let me ask y'all this.
High speed jet ski.
When it comes to that, was it enough of you like being homesick from school and having to stay with your grandma and watching Days of Our Lives to where every episode something happened? At least Greg talked to Susan on the last episode of Days of Our Lives.
Oh, snap. Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but all I know is Bob Barker took care of me while I was sick. So.
Yeah.
The price is wrong.
It was Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, Gettysburg, Dances with the Wolves.
Gettysburg? Huh?
Yeah, my dad remembered.
Matlock?
Gettysburg.
Matlock?
Shit.
You get any of that?
I was young and restless. You know, my mom.
You had the same, we had my grandma that was, it was the damn fucking Mississippi Morning Show with Kay or whatever on there.
Yeah.
Then it's like Price is Right. Then Young and the Restless. Then God in Light.
Yep.
I remember my grandmother would not even let us fucking talk during the show.
Yeah, if we were sick, it was summer break. So
do y'all think that all these
get your ass outside?
All these
stories. Get your ass out.
Yeah, stories.
My stories.
Pharmaceutical companies. Have y'all like? I'm watching Tubi, and I'm just watching. I don't know
some random shit.
Some stupid Nick Cage movie, and then here's a
advertisement
for bulimic, and it's like, do you take five shits a day? If you take this pill, you'll bleed out in your liver, and you're like, you'll need to contact your daughter if you have knee pain, tearing your ACLs, your eyeballs bleed. And I'm like, what
Jesus
the
fuck? I just rather shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I'm like, good grief.
I'll suicidal be super thoughts. Regular instead.
Yeah, suicidal thoughts is always on there. It's like, you ever want to kill yourself?
Oh, my favorite is, if you're allergic to it, don't take it. Well, fuck, how the fuck?
I'm not supposed to know.
It's like, this is a new fucking drug, is it not? How do I know if I'm allergic to it?
If you're a part of the double-blind study and having an adverse reaction to the drug, please don't take it.
That's right. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? All right. Well, I mean, here we go. Anal leakage.
Well.
I took this antidepressant and now I have suicidal thoughts all the time.
Because I'm bleeding from my ass.
Yeah, because I'm bleeding from my ass.
And I ain't never been gay. Gator ain't never been about that.
Never.
Who did this to you?
Did you watch that recently?
Yeah.
Must have.
Oh, it's classic. That movie don't get enough praise. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg, yeah. Will Ferrell, other guys. Come on.
Bitch, we can't get the gap.
We will have sex in your car again. That's a Prius? Yeah, it gets great gas mileage.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
When the homeless guys have organs.
Yeah. And we found a raccoon who had given birth.
Bye, Sheila.
Go back inside, Alan. Whatever, Alan. Go away. Good night, Sheila.
There we go.
Well, I don't know. I would like to share a funny story. I did something new for the first time. Last night, I went to a casino.
Oh.
Is that the first time? First time I ever went to a casino.
You do you're like me and moment. Be like, pop that chair.
I'm taking $100 and that's it. Exactly what I did. I took $100.
He was like, I'm going to lose this and that's it.
And I went down there with my brother. We closed the store last night, 11 o'clock. And he was like, I kind of want to go to Philadelphia. And I looked, I was like, hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Why not?
You know what they call those, don't you?
What?
Side quests.
And we were on the hell of a side quest. Well, we loaded up and we went. And by 1 o'clock in the morning, we were getting checked in there and getting our money right. And we were going to play slots first. Because he's like, what I like to do, play a little slot, spend $20 here, see if it hits. You might make you a whole lot more money. And you'll have more money to put on the card table. Well, I lost $40 in the slots. Well, here come the blackjack dude. And I sat down and we were cleaning up. I was up $400 at one point. Like $300, not counting the $100 I brought in. And it was just back to back to back. And he kept looking at me. He's like, get off, get off. I was like, it's hot, it's hot.
I can't.
Right. And I went in with $100 and I left with $50.
Then you lost the whole store.
And we would like, I bet the store is gone now, but no, I had a great time. And like,
for $50.
$50.
You always need to take more than $100 though, because you're going to donate $100.
Regardless,
that's
yeah.
what those slot machines felt like to me. Yeah. And what's crazy is like the guy that we were sitting down next to playing to, we played probably like 20 hands with him, and he was doing well. And he finally got up after he finished his drink and he said, you know, my first, right when I cranked the hammer on the slot, I won $500, and that's what I've been playing on all night. I've already won. Y'all have a good night. And I was like, that is exactly what you and I were trying to do.
Yeah. He didn't reach out to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there before you.
But I was like, I don't even know if I believe that shit. I think everybody in this building is full of shit.
Yeah.
It's like, they're paid. They're paid to be there.
Everybody's dressing like they're somebody, like they have something. And it's just the hope, but it's a lot of fun. And as long as you're paying, playing.
Paying, basically.
As long as you're paying. Yeah.
The drinks, they'll flow.
Yeah,
they keep free
coming.
As long as you donate money to the machines
right.
and them tables.
I had 3 beers last night, and that last beer, I think, is a problem for a lot of my illness this morning.
That's usually how it goes. The last one is the one that always gets you.
We got there at 1, we left at 6, and dude, I've enjoyed the day. I took me a little 2-hour nap, and we're here. I'm going to go again. I want to go play
You got
to
hit that buffet up.
You got to get some food next time.
I want to go at like a good time.
Because you're going to be like, what?
Like showing up at 1 o'clock in the morning, the place is packed, don't get me wrong, and it's definitely a vibe.
There's lots of cocaine flowing at that point.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And, but, dude, I would go again, and like I say, like $100, I walked out with $50. I consider that to be somewhat of a W.
You just paid $50 to have a good time.
Paid $50 for a good time.
Yeah. People watching Extraordinary, you know, you get the whole show.
Maybe Kenny Rogers, if he's still alive, might play a concert.
Yeah. There was a chick that sat down next to me, a beautiful young lady, and you have to be 21 to even be in here, so don't even think about it, perverts. But
yeah. No, I was gonna say how old.
She said, and her shirt read, slippery when wet. And we had a great time talking, made her chuckle a little bit about her T-shirt choice, but man, the whole night we had a good guy playing third base. When it comes to the table, he made out pretty good, but good time. I want to go back. I didn't play roulette. I always wanted to play roulette. Have to do that next time. Cobb, you ever been to a casino?
Yeah, I've been to two.
How'd your experience go, dude?
About like yours, just lose money.
Yeah.
I went to one in Indiana and it hit. Because I was sober. I wasn't even really smoking weed hardly at that time. And
lost $100. I felt like I was putting my money into a Coke machine and not getting a Coke.
Yeah. Well, that was like your firework idea, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'd rather go to a casino. At least I'm having like more fun and there's a chance I might win.
Yeah, I'll blow $50 at the damn casino before I'll blow it at the damn fireworks stand. I mean, that's just, you know, it just seems right.
But that was one thing, and it's like, dude, I'm 34, I've never been, and like my thought on like going to casinos or gambling, I used to place bets on sport games, sure. Recreationally. Never like a whole paycheck or anything, but
yeah.
Like my attitude towards it remains the same. It's like not worth it.
Yeah. Oh no, it's not worth it.
It's definitely not. The last time I went, I think I brought $300 with me, and I pretty much played slots all night long, and I lost all the way down to my last $20 bill. Well, I was down to my last probably $50, and I was like, I'm gonna move to the damn dollar machines instead, because I was hitting like penny machines and nickel machines like all night, and then finally I was like, I'm gonna move to the dollars, why not? Went to that, down to my last, and I hit all the way down to my last $20. I put it in, I said fuck it, bet it all, slapped it, won $300. It's what I came with. I cashed it out, said I'm gone.
I'm out.
That was it. I was like, all right.
I hear a lot of stories like that, and like,
so I'm gonna break even at least.
When we were pulling up, my brother was telling me, he was like, you can do this if you want to or not, but he was like, you can get you a player's card. And he's like, anytime you play anything, he's like, especially those slots, he's like, dude, it's your first night. You probably have a big chance of, like, hitting because they want to get you hooked.
Mm-hmm.
That card didn't do me any good.
No, they gave you, what, $10 on it or some shit?
After, I mean, the end of the night, man, I think I walked out, like, I had whatever. I think their point system is like a penny. So I think, like, all the games and slots I played, I think I had like $1.20 in points.
Yeah.
But will I go back? Absolutely. I'm going to go back one more time at least. Fun. Another $100.
It's fun.
I want to gamble my whole life away. Let's go.
I'd rather do sports gambling.
Yeah.
That would be my slippery slope of the downfall.
We need to go to the racetrack.
That'd be fun too.
Go to the dog track.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Run, you dog.
Yeah.
Run.
I got Biscuit Eater. Come on, Biscuit Eater.
I mean, light news may not do it, but I'm thinking about like maybe trying to put some things together. Clothes on Sunday's going pretty good with music from the store, and I was wanting to think about like what we could do for comedy, maybe come up with some kind of a sketch, something to show, like to kind of go through some events. And like, hell, I think there's a reason like Webb will come and hang out at the store on a Saturday. Like, something always happens. I mean, there's just characters.
There's plenty of stories to tell. There's plenty of comedy that could be put.
What was there comedy a while ago at the restaurant when we left? I forgot. That could have been a skit.
Well, I mean, like, I had a run in with like a meth head over this weekend.
Yeah, it happens, you know.
It started like late Friday night. And then it immediately happened, like, right when we opened on Saturday morning, and just to keep it light.
Oh, you done.
She was probably sitting there watching you sleep in the truck Friday night.
She was standing outside your window.
There was a reason why my finger was going off all night, like, motion detected.
Yeah, she was out there.
She was looking through, like, licking her lips. But, man, it was, like, Friday night she came in. And typically, if I'm there Friday nights and all day Saturday, we cook free food. And, like, you don't just come in to get you a bite to eat. Typically, you'll buy something and be like, here, if you ate, I'll give you a hot dog. Or, like, whatever we have going on. Sometimes connect us, whatever. And she come in late Friday, and we had just cooked up, like, a bunch of shit in the air fryer. I think we had, like, Arby's fries and, like, coconut shrimp or something. And, you know, came out tweaked out of her mind. And She walked in with a candle, a pack of cigarettes, and a lighter in each hand. And I walked out. What's up with the candle? What are you doing? Like, this is strange.
Like a lit candle?
No, it wasn't lit. It was like one of those, like, not a Yankee candle, but like the knockoff that's like $4 that has the same kind of lid.
Okay.
Had that going on.
You stole that from the damn Dollar General across the street.
And she said, she set it down on the counter, and she's like, "You mind if I light it?" And I was like, "I don't care, whatever." And it moves on, and she's just kind of hanging out, loitering. And my brother kind of feels bad for her. He's like, "I'll get you a water, and like we got extra food if you need a bite to eat."
Man, you feeding that stray dog?
There you go.
That's what feeding you the stray dog. And hung out, and she did the most "Oh brother, where art thou" thing, and this is kind of like where it cuts off on Friday night for me. It's like getting late, we're getting ready to close the store, and I noticed like she's got like a tattoo of a name down her leg, and I was like, "Oh, Tabitha, like, who in your life made you want to get that tattooed on your leg?"
"Me."
Is that your name by chance?" And she said, "I have no name." I said, "Well, family, you got any family? Like, did you have a sister named Tabitha? Maybe a niece?" "I have no family." I said, "Surely there's a friend, like, you know, somebody you used to have a good time with." "I have no friends." I said, "Well,
you just like the name."
I said, "Well, whatever your name is, wherever you're from, whatever you do, we're getting ready to close, so please get the fuck out. You've been dishonest with us. We fed you. We gave you drink. Like, it's time for you to go." She comes back in the following day, and it's early. And once again, my brother gives her a bottle of water because it's hot as hell outside. It's 10 a.m. I mean, we were all talking about how hot it is now. Us, you ever lived in Alabama or Mississippi? It's June, okay?
And it sucks.
And, man, like, we give her a water, and one of my regulars, Lito, funny guy, old head, and he comes in, he gets his regular, and he's about to go over to the post office, kind of hang out for a minute, because we got Kaneka on the grill, we're giving out Kaneka yesterday. And, well, here she pops in, and we give her a water, she pops back out. Well, he's walking back from the post office, so she walks over to solicit him. "Would you give me some money for cigarettes?" He said, "Me too. I would like some."
"Yeah, give me some."
Shit. And he walks on in the store, and he's, "Is she bothering y'all, da 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 da?" And he's kind of like telling the backstory about how long this has been going on in the town, and it's about time for her to be picked up and moved on. And here she comes walking in, and I swear it looked like she had taken that bottle of water and just like poured it all over herself.
She might have.
And she walks in and she says, "Whoo, it's hot out there." And I'm sitting in my chair like behind the counter, and like just like right here in front, there's another chair that sits in front of me. And she said, "You mind if I take a seat?" I said, "I do." And she just turns around and just kind of, and like eventually gets the point and walks out the door. And like during that time, I saw Lito because he was in there. He was watching that, and right when I said "I do," he spun around and he got on off, like, he was like on hands on knees, like looking down, like reading the ingredients on a bottle of wine. And he was just holding back laughter right when she walked out. And he said, "Al, you funnier than a motherfucker." He said, "I do." He said, "You wouldn't go let her sit down like you was getting married."
Like, nope. Seats taken.
Yeah. Yeah, Forrest Gump all over again.
Call me Redbone.
And I'll be damned if she didn't come back in later that night as the sun was coming down. Some poor fool had done...
She done wrapped him in.
Done wrapped him in. Yeah. Like, came in there, and I'll tell you...
Got a bite.
She talked him into a bottle of Club 400 and almost talked him into a 12-pack of beer.
You're very close.
Shit. And I was like, "Have fun waking up. You're probably your entire house empty."
Yeah. That was a wild time.
Heads like that in her form. Just my,
there's my Lisa's.
It's the same one that asked if...
You got to go to Al's.
If she could be my sister. I was like, what?
Yeah, he didn't remember her. Like, I had no memory of the chick.
Yeah, she'd been in there before.
Because, like, she was in there last Saturday with a guy. And he's like, you got any of this? You got any of that? And I had done had it. I was like, what like, you see is what I have. Okay?
Ain't
that,
got nothing more than hiding, what's out here.
I ain't hiding shit.
Ain't many places to hide the shit.
Yeah.
The bat behind John Wayne.
Yeah. But we got cages in the bathroom. That's our top shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, walk in the walk-in cooler. There's a lot in there,
it's
dude.
It's behind the toilet.
Yeah, it's in the tank.
Well, there's actually a secret room if you knock on that window and click your heels three times.
You got to draw a door and knock three times.
Yeah, it's a false wall.
It's actually a left-handed door. In big luck, fucker.
Really wants to have
Yeah. I have a speakeasy downstairs. You just don't know about it.
Yeah. You know that attic? It actually leads downstairs.
That's right. You walk up and you're like, what? I'm underground.
How the hell is that?
Yeah.
Well, anything else to do before we go?
I think we covered it about all, man. Yeah. We houred y'all to death.
May the goat.
The shit out of it.
May the goat. Of UFC, enjoy his retirement, John Jones.
John Bone Jones is done.
Take him on down.
And what a ride we've had. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
Boom.
All they can all break easily. Empty inside. burn, then we could save somebody. Glass people cut deep.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.